Hi, to the dictation department. Fatima, I have a feeling that I have already dictated this particular dictation. Amber Cook, AmberCook. Kindly investigate if it has been dictated. I don't have the paperwork to confirm or to deny. The date of service was 11/30/2022. Her date of birth is 10/18/1990, and date of accident was 8/30/2022. Once again, the date of service 11/30/2022, I believe I have dictated. However, I am redoing it to just complete the process, you know. If it has been dictated, please disregard this. All right. Amber Cook, date of service 11/30/2022. She reports that her mood is off. Her pain is in the neck and the right-sided upper back and lower back as the most significant issue that she's suffering from. As you know, she is a type 1 diabetic who is on IV injectable insulin. According to her, headaches have not improved, and they continue to bother her front of the head nonstop. She reports her symptoms to be 9. She reports that her mood is very bad, and she is depressed and anxiety and panic. ADLs are reported affected as 8. She is able to walk reasonably well. She discontinued seeing her therapist, claiming that nothing much was being done by the therapist. And she wants a new therapist. 70% improvement, although, has been reported by the patient today. ADLs that are affected being reported as follows. General activity, mood, and sleep are affected 8. Walking ability and work is affected 7. Enjoyment of life is affected 6. In the system review, patient reports that in neurology, in fact, she is suffering from headaches that are mostly frontal, along with difficulty sleeping, fatigue, lack of focus, lack of concentration, anxiety, and loss of memory. In the pain and numbness, patient has reported lower back pain along with mid back pain, upper back pain, mostly towards the right side. In the GI, patient has nausea but denies any vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swelling. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. And in the respiratory, there's no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In the last 30 days, patient reports that there are no changes in the pain level. And some improvement is there. And there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are Mobic, Flexeril, Zoloft, and Lyrica. Substance abuse, none is reported. Compliance is the patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination reveals blood pressure is 172/136. Pulse is 92. Pulse ox is 100. And the rest of the exam is the same from previous visit, which is dated 11/16/2022. Dictation number 1116-071. And the meds were reviewed. Labs were reviewed. The patient is provided with Xanax 0.5 milligram twice a day, 30 tablets for help with the anxiety and panic that she's suffering. And she has been referred to a neuropsych as well as to the psychiatrist to carry on further investigation about her anxiety. She's referred to Dr. Parks and also to her choice place. She's also referred to a neurologist as well. Currently, the diagnosis remains the same, and the plan is to discontinue lidocaine gel as well as lidocaine patch in addition to the medications that are provided to her, which is Mobic 15 milligram daily with food to relieve the anti-inflammatory, Flexeril 10 milligram 3 times a day for muscle relaxation. SFX is provided. SFX 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection. Ultram, Tramadol, 50 milligram Q12 hour PRN for pain relief. Lyrica is provided for pain relief also, as well as Furoscix for headache relief. the patient is otherwise stable and is being discharged for follow-up with the physical therapy. And an MRI was done for thoracic and lumbar spine. That was already discussed with the patient in great detail. MRI has never been able to do because the patient has a port that disallows her to have an MRI. And whatever day she can remove the port, MRI was not being scheduled. It is just a scheduling problem. There's not much I can do about it. I have discussed with her. I informed the patient to go to any hospital or any other MRI place and try her best to get it. If MRI could be done, we will have a further pathology proven and we'll try to help her more further. At this time, there's not much I can do for her. Thank you.